I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Becoming All Things to All People, and our scripture is 1 Corinthians 9:22. To the weak I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. Have you ever noticed how some people can walk into the room and instantly connect with everyone? They know how to talk with the young, listen to the elderly, encourage the broken, and challenge the strong. The Apostle Paul was that kind of a man. In his letter to the Corinthians, he gives us a glimpse into his ministry strategy. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. This isn't about pretending to be someone that you're not. It's about loving people enough to meet them where they are. Point one, Paul's heart was for the lost. Paul wasn't trying to win popularity contest. He wasn't bending truth or compromising the gospel. Instead, his heart was fixed on one goal, bringing people to Christ. He adapted his approach, not the message. To the Jews, he spoke the language of the law. To the Gentiles, he spoke in terms they understood. To the weak, he humbled himself and identified with their struggles. The core never changed. Jesus Christ crucified and risen, but the method was flexible because souls were at stake. Point two, meeting people where they are. This verse calls us to examine how we share our faith. Too often we expect others to come to us, to walk into our churches, sing our songs, understand our traditions. But Paul challenges us, go to them. Step into their world, speak their language. With the young, we may need patience and relevance. With the hurting, we must lead with compassion. With the skeptics, we need reason and gentleness. Jesus himself modeled this. He spoke differently to fishermen than he did to Pharisees, differently to Nicodemus than to the woman at the well. But his love was the same in every encounter. The risk and reward of adaptability. Living this way is not easy. It requires humility, self-denial, and sometimes discomfort. Paul surrendered his own preferences, rights, and freedoms for the sake of others. Why? Because eternity is on the line. By all possible means, I might have saved some. He knew not everyone would accept the message, but he was willing to do whatever it took for those who would. Are we willing to risk our comfort to reach someone, to sit with someone who doesn't look like us, think like us, or live like us? Because Christ died for them too. Here's our wrapping it up and a call to action. 1 Corinthians 9:22 is not just Paul's mission statement. It is a call to the church today. We must be willing to enter people's lives, step into their shoes, and love them where they are. Not changing the gospel, but changing ourselves. Not diluting the truth, but delivering it with grace. And that is the most important part, delivering it with grace. Something I haven't seen too recently online. Not living our own rights, but laying them down for the sake of others. Let us be a people who can truly say, I became all things to all people so that by all possible means, I might save some. I think we should pray today. Lord, give us hearts like Paul, hearts that beat for the lost, that are willing to step outside of ourselves for the sake of others. Teach us to listen, to understand, and to love without compromise. Use us in whatever way you choose to bring people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm Jason Brown, pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.